Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Lamed Aleph, and we continue here in Perek Taraf Bekalfi. Taraf Bekalfi, we started the Mishnah last time relating to the Ma'arachos, the different flames and pyres on top of the Mizbeach. We had a three-way Machlokas Tanoim. What exactly is the number of flames that were on the Mizbeach every day? We know that on Yom Kippur there was an extra one. That's according to, that is, everybody agrees to. The question is, how many flames were there on top every single day? Rabbi Yehuda says two, Rabbi Yossi says three, and Rabbi Meir says four. And then each one adds on a Yom Kippur one. So the Gemara went into, what we read last time, what's the sheet of Rabbi Meir? How does Rabbi Meir say four daily pyres on the Mizbeach, and then everybody agrees to additional ones? Rabbi Meir says it's based on the Pasuk, in Parshas Tzav. The Gemara quotes the drasha, that's the mareches kiyume ish. So may requires a separate flame that is there to fulfill the mitzvah of always having fire on the mizbeach, kiyume ish. And then ubir ala koin, that's the maracha for the ichol evar mupatarim. We said that means that if there are leftover limbs and fats that were not burned on the mizbeach from the previous night, they weren't just put back on the same pyre, but there was a separate one to move the leftovers, and then you could put the new items to be burned on the big one. And then Aracha Leha Ola, that's the Maracha Gadola, and the Hikter Aleha, that's the Ktoris. The Sefer Achina, and then the Gemara just ends, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda argue on these extra ones. Rabbi Yossi does not have a separate one for the Ichol Evar, and Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't have a separate one for the Kiyum Eish, right? Well, one of the other ones fulfill both its function of whatever it's supposed to burn and the kiyume esh, and to have the one for always having fire on the mizbeach. The Sefer HaChinuch, in the beginning of Parsha Sav, discusses how the message of the, we've read this before, the message of the fire always being there, even though esh came down from Shemayim. So if esh came down from Shemayim, so what do you need to always have the fire for? So he explains that the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, Kedei Shehu Lo Tiskale Ha'ish Sheyardim Neshamayim. So it's not openly revealed that the fire comes down from Shemayim. The Yadua Hadavar, says the Chinuch, Ki Hanisim Hagadolim Asher Yaseh Hashem Lebnei Adam B'tuvo Hagadol, the great miracles that Hashem does for us, La'olam Yaseh Osan Derech Seser. Hashem always likes to do it, so to speak, in a hidden way, v'nirim advarim ksas ki'ilu nasu bidarkei hateva, right? Mamish okarav lateva. So it gives the impression, it appears that it's what we call nature. Ki gam b'neis kriyas yamsuf. So you know neis befurus. Like we know, what happened kriyas yamsuf? There was a strong wind, and the Mitzrayim went in. Right? The Mishnah Perkei Avos says there were 10 miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. We know those. Those are called the makas. And then there were 10 miracles that happened at the Yam. That's what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah doesn't list them. We talk about it at the Seder also. But how many miracles happened at the Yam? The fact that the Mitzrayim followed in, and they didn't say, wow, what a miracle. Right? The fact that the wheels of the chariots came off. The fact that they went slower and didn't catch up to us. Right? Each of these are miracles within. But it was all betoch ha-teva a little bit. V'yolach Hashem ha-sayam baruch ha-dim ha-zah kol ha-layla. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Moser, "Ubir advarim nireh shakadosh baruch hu mastiras anisim agluim aburim." The goal of life is not for Hashem to do miracles for us. The goal of life is for us to recognize Hakadosh Baruch Hu, not through miracles, to recognize that everything is a miracle, however you want to say it. The afilu yesh bem shinu yateva mamish kmo kriyas yamsuf kidei shehadam yigale osam me'atzmo, so that we uncover the miracle. That's the goal. V'zui avodaso, now this is the Sichas Moser talking. V'zui avodaso shel ha'adam ba'olamo. Lahagia labirur ha'emes aidei yaso. To come to the truth through my hard work. U'kedai hu hester kvot shamayim. It's kedai for Hashem to be mastir his own actions so that it's uncovered by man. Kedeshi is gala aidei avodas ha'adam. V'ilu lo haya hester panim. V'ayu anisu gluim urim lakol. Ha'yu b'nei adam bebechinas malachim. Right? If the miracles were just open all the time, we'd just be angels. There wouldn't be any Bechira Chavshis. Sha'emes gluya brura lahem. Mitzad atza. Vinen srichem lavar. Albira emes. V'lo l'shem kach nivra ha'adam. Elo la'avda u'lishamra. And there are many examples of this as well. He quotes the Gemara in Maseches Nida, that we learn Kol HaTorah Kula in utero, and then he asks, Ulechara Kasha, Matam Zoche, Uber Lekol Zeh, Haradayin Lo Asa Shumai Setov, right? Why are we Zoche to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, you know, in utero? Well, is that a reward for something? We didn't do anything yet. Umivor Mizeh, Dizeo Matzavo HaTivi Shal Adam. That's our natural state. Our natural state is Chelek Elokam Imal. So if we would just not, we would take off our blinders, then we'd be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. And we have to just recognize that. We have to recognize that that is the natural state, and that's the mitzvah of the Sefer HaChinuch. That's the mitzvah of losichba, that there's a fire that comes out from Shemayim, but we hide it. So one other source here, and then we'll continue. The Ksav Sofer on that positive meaning of Sav quotes from the Shla Kadosh. Risi b'Shla b'Shem HaKadosh Ram Kar Devara. Right, it's early. Shla is early Achron, so to speak, early to mid. So the he quotes Skula Nifla. He quotes a Skula Nifla. We're always looking for skulas. Lehi Natzel may hear her Avera sheyomar pasuk zeh. Somebody wants to get out of thinking about averas, he should say this pasuk: Eish tamid tukan alam esbeach lo sichba. Right, a fire is constantly on the fire. Burn it. It shouldn't be extinguished. What does that mean? So now the Ksav Sofer says, let me explain. If somebody is always on fire for God, Hashem ozer lo shi yinatzal mimachshava zara machshavas pigol. Umikal shekein shelo yavo lasos avera befoal. Obviously Hashem is going to protect you from averas. Where do you see that? Eish tamid tukad alam mizbeach hu adam shu mizbeach adama. Umisham notzara adam arishon. We come from the ground, and the mizbeach comes from the ground. Lo tichbe ha'esh. Right? Okay. Hashem, we say to Hashem, don't let the fire go out. Eish tamid tukan alam mizbeach. So that's the command for us, right? Burn your fire, be on fire, and then we turn to Hashem. Hashem said, lo tichbe, don't let this fire go out. Habalatar mesayin oso. Va'hamik mekadesh aspem lamata mekadesh b'lamala me'ha'esh shal mizbeach lamala. That's the Ksav Sofer. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara says, so this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who has four. So, Ma Makayim Rabbi Huda Eish Tamid. So what does Rabbi Meir do with the Eish Tamid Pasuk? Doesn't that mean a separate, pyre? No. This is what the Eish Tamid means. Eish Amartya Lachat Hei Tamid. The fire that I tell you, which should be forever, which is the menorah, Lo Tehei Alam Ezbeach HaChitzon. The fire that you light the menorah with should come from the Ezbeach HaChitzon. We don't light a match. We don't light a match to light the menorah. We take fire from the mizbeach and we bring it to the menorah. Amar Abelazar. So Ben Abelazar explains Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir's opinion says you have a separate pyre for the items that weren't burned last night. The limbs. Parts of the animal that were not burned the night before, you make a separate, you have a separate pyre, and you burn it. And you can even burn it on Shabbos. What's the chiddush of that? It's not ma'akiv, the karban. Right? Hector chalav and mevarim is not ma'akiv, the karban. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Shmuel bar Abba masnisa amrakein. I think the Mishnah tells us that it can even be done on Shabbos. Why? Because what does our Mishnah say? B'chol yom. What's the first words of our Mishnah? Every day. So every day includes Shabbos. So every day they had all of these piles. One of the pyres is Rabbi Meir, who says you have a set that's just for burning the leftover fats in the limbs. What do you mean? That's not ma'akev, the karban. Must be. It's even done on Shabbos. Hayu shamar b'marachos every day. Says the Gemara, ma'ach ma'amina. Is that explicit? Do you have to say that p'chol yom includes Shabbos? Maybe it's beside Shabbos. No. Amar Rabbi Mana v'hayom chamesh. The fact that the Mishnah emphasizes, and on Yom Kippur there's five. What do you mean five on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur's like Shabbos. So if there's five on Yom Kippur, so that includes one that's for the leftovers, right? Because you have five on Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur's like Shabbos. So it must be on Shabbos too. You have an extra one for the Ayvarim Ubedarim Shalom Nisachlu. So you see Beferish that there is another one. So if you don't want to say it's from Bechol Yom, so you could get it from the Chamish. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Bar Kubir Bezira. So now he asks, it's not doche, the, right, it's not, you don't, it's not ma'akev. So if it's not ma'akev, you don't need it for the kashrus of the karban, so why should that be doche Shabbos? So Amarlei, it's not the only example. I'll give you another example where you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for something that is not ma'akev. V'harei Eidei HaChodesh. What about Mishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, right? The Eidim that are running to say that they saw the moon, they're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din. Harei Eina Ma'akvin. It's Na Ma'aki. What does Na Ma'aki mean? We can live without it. If no Eidim come, we'll make do, right? It'll be Rosh Chodesh anyway, on the second day of possibility, right? It's only one of those 2 days. So even if the Eidim don't come, and yet they're allowed, and maybe even obligated, to be Mechal Shabbos. V'dochen, Ditani Netaman, like we learned in the Mishnah, there in Rosh Hashanah, Shal Mahalech Laila V'yom Mechal Anasa Shabbos, V'yotzen Leidah Zachodesh. So the Gemara says, even something that is not Ma'akev, can be Docha. Right, this is talking about the leftovers. Right, the Gemara elsewhere, the Gemara in Psachim, discusses, what about the Hector Chalavim Mevarim Maker Adin? Every day, I bring a carbon on Shabbos. I bring a carbon on Shabbos, I bring a carbon ola, or whatever the carbon musafin. So you're gonna burn the Hector Chalav Mevarim. That's not Ma'akev, the kashrus of the carbon, and yet you're allowed to do it. So the Gemara there uses the lashon of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Right? The Gemara doesn't use that lashon. The Gemara just says, even things that are not Ma'akev, we are Docha. It's part of the Heter of the Hakravas HaKarbanos. But the Gemara says, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, even if there's only a Lachadchila time to do something, and it'd be the Eved, you wouldn't have to be Docha Shabbos, still, it would be better to do it in the Lachadchila time, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. So we do it at that time, at their more ideal time. We mentioned in the past, Rav Asher Weiss speaks about it, in a cover of his farim, the four principles that are similar, but they're not exactly the same. And the Gemara uses them differently, even though sometimes we've shown them use them interchangeably. There's a reason why Gimel Mitzvahs, we should be, act with alacrity. Ein ma'aviran ala mitzvos, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and mitzvah baliyot chal tachmitzana. Right, so those four principles. Oh, shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. Right, not ein ma'aviran. Shi mitzvah lo mashinan, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, ein ma'aviran ala mitzvos, and zvizim ha'kdimul mitzvos. Right, basically do mitzvos quickly. Right, that was that's the yesod of all four. Right, did I get them all right? Right, chaviva mitzvah, let me just make sure. Yep. Shia mitzvah lo mashinan, right, that's you don't delay a mitzvah. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that's the one that we're talking about now. Ein ma'aviran ala mitzvos, and zrizos. Okay, those are the four, but he says each one has a little different emphasis, which we're not going to go into right now. Good. So says the Kiddush HaChodesh also is a mitzvah. It's the first mitzvah that we received as an am, right? Kiddush HaChodesh, many mafarshim starting with the Svarno in Shmos and Berakid Beis discussed the symbolism of why this was the first mitzvah. Right, the first Rashi ala Torah says this should have been the beginning of the Torah. HaChodesh Zelachem, right? And yet there are reasons Rashi says why it is not the beginning of the Torah, but it is the first mitzvah. It should have been. So the Sfarno there explains, because this mitzvah tells us about the importance of time, the importance of setting up our schedule and using our time. Every moment is a gift, right? And now when a person's an Eved, we're not in control of our time. When a person is a captive, when a person is a hostage, when we were in Mitzrayim, we were not in control of our time, right? And that's for the first mitzvah, right? We're told what to do when everything around our life is orchestrated by someone else. A symbol of chayrus is setting your own schedule, right? And that's HaChodesh HaZelachem, the first mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Minayin l'marechas Yom HaKippurim. So how do you know you have an extra pyre on Yom Kippur? Where does that come from? So Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Vidas, gachaleh, right? The ktores has to be burned, as we have been talking about, with the coals that he's going to take into the Kodesh Kodashim. So the pasuk says gachaleh esh. So coals and fire are two different things, right? You have a flame, you can have a piece of wood that's on fire. That's not a coal. Coal is embers. You have it's not really on fire anymore, it's just very boiling hot. So what do you have to use? Gachalei ish. So gachalei, matam olomar ish. So it says gachalei coals. So what does the word ish mean? Shetehi betela gabe gachaleha. It means that it has to be a small flame on the coals, but not really bigger than the coals. What we might call small, a little flickering coals. A little bit of a flame, but not high flame, the flame is separate from the coals. That's the kind of coals that you have to use. Gachaleis, we have another brisa that also says it. Yachol omamos, you might think that the coals that you're supposed to take are omamos, which are basically smoldering, no flame left. Tamalomar Eish. It says Eish. E Eish Yachol Shalheves. You might think a big flame. Tamalomar Gachalei Eish. Haketzad Min Halochashos Halalu. So you got to dig in and find these coals that are a little bit of a flame, but not too much. Those are the ones they have to use for the Ktoris. And how do you know the fire should be batel, should be nullified and not bigger than the coals? Tamalomar gachalei ish. Good. Rav Shua ben Levi amar, ein lechem aponim nifsal b'shas masos. So we'll see, this discussion is going to have to do with the ish also. So the Gemara brings it in. Machlokes, Rav Shua ben Levi and Rav Yochanan. Shimon Levi says, when they folded up the Mishkan in the Midbar and they traveled, what was the status of the Machanos right at that time? We know there are three Machanos in the Mishkan and there in Yerushalayim. We have the Machane Shechina, that's the Heichal, right, and the Azara. Then we have the Machane Leviya, which is Harabayis, right, and then we have the Machane Yisrael, which is all of Yerushalayim. Those are the three machanos. So, and they, that's the parallel to the Yerushalayim. But in the Mishkan, you have the machanos with the Kohanim war, with the Shechina, and the Machane Leviya, Machane Yisrael. So what happens when they folded up the machanos, so there weren't any courtyards, there was, you were just moving. Were the lechem aponim able to be eaten? Or were they nifsal biyotze? Because if you take out kachi kachim outside from their precinct, so then it becomes nifsal. Machlokas. Rav Shimon Levi says, yeah, it becomes nifsal. Ein lechem aponim, I'm sorry, it does not become nifsal. Ein lechem aponim nifsal b'shas masos. So Shimon Levi says, the lechem aponim is not nifsal, right? Even though the physical structure of the Mishkan is no longer there, still, the status of the masos are still there. Status of the machanos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, lechem aponim nifsal b'shas masos. Rabbi Yochanan argues, says, no, the machane is nifsal. We'll see what Rabbi Yochanan here is going to mean is that at least the machane shechina is nifsal. Meaning you can't eat the lechem aponim. There's no azara. There's no azara when the encampments are traveling. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Where does Rabbi Shua ben Levi get this from? That it's not batel. And even though there's no physical mishkan there, it's still okay. Kasher yachnu ken yiso. Ma b'chanaya sam eino nifsal. We compare the chanoya, the encampment, to the nisiyah, to the traveling. Just like by the encampment, it does not become nifsal, right? Because that's what it's supposed to be. Up in nisiyasa, I mean, nifsal. So when the camp, then they're traveling also is on nifsal. Rabbi Yami b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, a different makar for Rabbi Shua ben Levi, v'nasa o'a moed machaneh halaviyim b'socha machanos. So we compare ki b'socha machanos, right? V'nasa, the traveling is ki'ilu, it's still b'tocha machaneh. See, even when B'nai Yisrael traveled in the desert, it did not lose the status of the machanas, right? Even though there was nothing was surrounding anything at that time. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha bar Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Lazar. So that's as far as from Shimon Levi. But so that's in terms of lechem aponim. A different nafkamina the Gemara says is hasorif kachim b'chutz b'shasa masos loke. What if I do shchut echutz? I do shchut echutz while the machane is traveling. So if I do shchut echutz while the machane is traveling, says the Rabbi Lazar, you get malchus for that. Which means the machane still exists at the time of the traveling. So this would be like the shita of Rav Shua ben Levi. Rav Shua ben Levi says you can eat the lechem aponim outside. There's no psul yotze. And also one would get malchus for shchut echutz. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but now Rabbi Yochanan is the other shita. Rabbi Yochanan was his svara. So Gemara explains kadshim nidachin b'sha'as masaos. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara explains. Remember we said there are three machanos. There's the machane shechina, which is machane Leviya and machane Yisrael. So what are those three? Machane shechina is the azara and within, kodesh kodashim heichal and azara. And outside that is the machane, l'may nafkamina for machane shechina. The machane shechina is to be able to eat kachi kachim, right? You need the azara for that. And then just outside, Machane Leviya. Machane Leviya, why is that important for which halacha? Tmei Mesim can't be in Machane Leviya. Harabayis. Right? We're not allowed to go on to whatever Harabayis is today, the halachic Harabayis, we can't go on because we're Tmei Mes. We don't have the Paradume ashes. So that area cannot be put on. And then outside of that, Machane Yisrael, Tmei Mes could go into there, but a Zava, and all of those, and a mitzvah has to be outside all the machanas, right? So there's all different stages of where one is allowed to be in. There's machane shechina, machane again zava and zava. Too much yosem migufo has to be also out of the the inner machanos, all different. Again, I want to get into the details right now, as is described in Parshas by Midbar and the Mefarshim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Kodshim are nidach b'shas masos, which means machane shechina does not exist. But Temeim, Prushim, Kolechad Vechadim Chitzaso. But the other machanas still exist. Machane Leviyah, Machane Yisrael does exist. Look at the Korban Eidah. Klomar. Af agav dein machanas linyin kachim. Even though regarding kachim, there's a machanas when they travel. Afilu hachi, a machanas kedoshim. Vizavin mishtalchin chusla machane Leviyah. We said, a zav has to be out of machane Leviyah. Umitzora'in chusla machane Yisrael. Right, and the mitzora outside of machane Yisrael. Mitzora is outside of shalosh machanos. The zav and the zav are out of they could be inside the first machaneh, but outside the inner one, and all the different details of the people have to be outside. So Rabbi Yochanan holds when the Bnei Yisrael travel, the first inner machaneh does not exist; the other two do. Amar Rabbi Yosa Tadira Hamilsa Bepumayi Derabanan. Rabbi Yosi says the following was said was common for the rabbis to say: Nistalko Aparochas, when the parochas was put away and the Bnei Yisrael traveled, Hutra Mechitzos Zavnu Mizaron. There was no machanos, hutru mechitzos for zavin and mitzorayin, which basically takes us, now there are three shitas. There are three shitas. What's the status of the machanos when Bnei Yisrael traveled? Rabbi Shua ben Levi was all the way on top. He said, they all exist. They all exist, Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds. Rabbi Yochanan has the middle shita. The machanos shechina does not have that status. That needs the structure, but the other two do exist. And Rabbi Yossi says all the machanos are batel. Good. Three shitas. So Masisa Masaya Ladena, Masisa Masaya Ladena. There's a brice that supports each shita. Masisa Masaya Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There's a brice that supports Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who says that all of the machanos exist. Tamid, take out one of the tamids. Tamid, that's talking about the fire. Afilu b'Shabbos, you light the fire even on Shabbos. Tamid, afilu b'tuma, even if all the kohanim are tamid, they light the fire. Take out the next four words. Lo sichbe af b'masaos. Even when Bnei Yisrael traveled, the fire still was on the mizbeach. How'd that work? B'shas masos ma'ha yuosin lo. What did they do with the fire when they traveled? Hayukovan lapsach there. Div Rabbi Yehuda, they would put a metal bowl over the fire, not so much that it would be extinguished, but to kind of protect, like to keep it under wraps. Right? So that's what they did. So you see from there that even when Bnei Yisrael traveled, there was the mitzvah of having fire tumid. Right? So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Shita. And he would say that Alechem Apanim is kosher, and he would say the Shchutei Chutz. This is the first. So now we put in the four words that we skipped before. Mathisa Masala Rabbi Yochanan. And this following Shita supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that there is no machane shechina during traveling, but there is other machanos. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afshaz Masos. Even at the time of Masos, or Yemadash Nosap, they used to clean out the kalim, from the old wicks or the old, burn stuff at the time when they traveled. So if you cleaned it out, that means it's not on fire. Rabbi Shimon says, when they traveled, there was no fire. They cleaned it out, and they put a baguette over it. So, if the mizbeach was lit, wouldn't it be burned? So obviously, Rabbi Shimon holds that when they traveled, there was no fire. Right? And therefore, that means there was no machanos. So all these halachas would go together. Are there machanos b'shas masos? That is the machlokas tanan. Ma'aved le'Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda who holds that there was fire when they traveled. So what does the pasuk mean? That they put a beged on top of it, right? Wouldn't it burn? Psach there, Yaakov and Allah milamala. No, they put this metal bowl, and on top of the metal bowl, they draped over this beged. Mamakai Rabbi Yehuda v'dishnos ha-mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda also said, what the pasuk says, that they cleaned out the mizbeach. What do you mean? They cleaned it out. V'dishno. It was on fire. No. V'dishno could have a different meaning. V'ravun. V'ravun means that it was satiated and fat. And it doesn't mean cleaned. It means the fire was in fullness, even when they traveled. Kidam Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi va'achal v'saveya v'dashen. Right? V'dashen doesn't just mean dishun, meaning cleaning it out. V'dashen could also mean fullness. Yirvion mideshen beisecha. Right? The fullness of the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Adra l'berach d'arach b'kalfi. That takes us through the fourth parak. So where are we up to in the avoda of Yom Kippur? When we last met, right, the Kohen Gadol, right, what did he do? The Karban Tamid has been shechted. And the par has now been shechted also. If I remember right, the second vidui was already done, and the par was shechted. And now, he had done the Ktoras, well, he's about to do the right now, but he was taking the, he took out the coals already. He took out the coals from the Mizbeach. So it's Yelo, it's a Kafasamachta. They bring him out. They bring out the Kohen Gadol from the, I guess, the Lishkas HaKelim. They bring him out a Kaf, a little ladle, Vesamachta, and a big shovel. And what does he do? V'chafan mole chafna v'nasla tocha kaf. What is he going to do? He has this Kaf, this ladle, he has the Machta, as we'll see, a big thing of a Ktoras. How much? Three. Remember, three mana. That was what was left over. Right from the, it was 365, 368 altogether. We discussed last week. 365, and there's three left over. So he sticks his hands into the ktoras. He takes out two handfuls, and he puts it into the kaf. He puts it into the ladle. What is the tocha kaf? Hagadol fi gadol, v'akadol fi katno. And how much do you have to do? Doesn't matter. It depends on the size of the hands of the Kohen Gadol. There is no other shear other than that. How much ktoras do you have to burn? However big the Kohen Gadol's hands are. V'kachai samidasa, and that was the midah. Nadal, and then what did he do? We're on our way into the Kodesh Kodasha. We finally made it. Nadal Samach to be Mino Vezakapis Molo. He takes the shovel with the hot coals in his right hand. Remember, it has a little sheath on it, we learned, or else he would burn, because Chamiksaso Chamkulo would be burning hot. So he takes it in his right hand. And it has a little longer handle, so he could use his arm. Vezakapis Molo. And he has the, Kaf with the Ktoras in his left hand. Mahalich behechal shemegilash parochal samavdilos bein hakodesh bein kodesh hakadashim. And he gets to the place which separates the heichal from the kodesh kadashim. There are two curtains there because this is talking about bayis sheni. Bayis sheni had two curtains and there was an ama ubenei an ama. Ama in the middle. Right, in bayis rishon it was just a wall because it was much shorter. You couldn't make it the wall thicker, so you have a very tall wall. You know, it wouldn't be good if it was so thin. That's why by Sheni they changed it. It was two curtains instead of the Amatraxon. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo hayah shem el parochas achas belvad. Rabbi Yossi says it was only one parochas, and according to him, you have to figure out where it was, the further out or further into the Amash. Nemar v'vdila parochas lachem bein hakodesh bein kodesh hakadoshim. There is a big discussion in the Achronim. Actually, it already starts in the Rishonim, but the Radvaz. The Radvaz, he was on the border. He says, right, we know the rule is every avoda has to be done with the right hand. Every avoda. You can't do things with your left hand. The machlokes in Mesechas Bechoros, whether a lefty, a Kohen lefty. What do you do with a Kohen lefty? But there's a vote. So how could he carry the Ktoras here with his left hand? How could he do it with your right hand? I don't know. You gotta figure it out. But, he has the heavy coals shovel in his right hand, and he has the Ktoras in his left hand. The Radvaz, deals with Beis Tafresh Bem Aleph. Let him go in twice. Let him take in the shovel, and let him then take in the Ktoras. Two answers. Tshuva. Left side, left hand, there's only a Psul Drabanan, and if it's Psul Drabanan, then if they have Ein Breira, then we could use the left hand. Lechadchila. Number one, Veimar Veimamru. Number two, Inami. Hecha dika time of itzara gadol ki hacha yecholon levatel divrei Torah filu bekum vaasei. Unbelievable. It should be possible. But, yesh koach biyad chachamim lak or davar ben haTorah bekum vaasei. It's pretty amazing. So it's really usur. But this is usually you could say something is usur daraisa and you would allow an isur. This is a little different. This is not just an isur. It usually passels the avoda. So how do the Rabbanan make the avoda kasher? Right, that's an added chiddush. It's not just saying that the avoda on the left side with the left hand could be kosher. It's saying that the avoda could be kosher. That's an added chiddush. V'chulu mikom makom alteretz ani somech shem reisi ba'komets the avoda small. And then he quotes at the end, and this is what the Kesef Mishnah quotes. The Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam quotes kach nemar alacha. It's an exception to the rule. If you have to do the avoda, and it doesn't say anywhere in Torah Shabbat Peh that you go into the Kodesh Kadashim an extra time, right? So, kach nemra alacha, that today, this avoda b'smol is going to be kosher. Right? That's part of the avoda. Right? It also says every day you can't go into the Kodesh Kadashim. Aye, how could you go in today? The answer is Yom Kippur is different. So here too, Yom Kippur would be different. Good. Otsielo es hakafes hamachta v'chulu. So we bring him out the shovel. Bring him out the shovel. He already used the shovel. He already took the shovel and went up to the top of the Mizbeach and brought down the coals. What is this parak called? They bring him out the shovel. He is already using the shovel. No, different shovel. A little shovel. Right? The bazich shovel. What's that? That's the little shovel that has the ktoris in it. The big shovel that carries the coals, yeah, that he already brought out before. But now, this what the this Mishnah means, the machta, the little shovel that has the Torah in it that he's going to do the chafina from. That's what's mentioned here. Mao kaf, what is kaf? Magus. So a kaf is like a ladle. Let's usually use it to stir. Rabbi Yosa. Remember back in Shkalim, and we spoke about this last week also. The Mishnah in Shkalim says that the leftover Ktaris, as we said, there's always leftover Ktaris, because you have three mana and you only take two handfuls. So the leftover Ktaris could be used in the future, but you redeem it, because it has to be bought from the new Shkalim. So you use this whole trick to redeem it, and then you make it whole, then you make it. So Gemara says, are you allowed to redeem something that already was in a Kli Shares? The fact that you could redeem it must mean, now we pick it up, Amar Abiyosa, Hada Omra Kli Cholhu. It must be the fact that you're allowed to redeem it, right, the Mishnah in Shkalim, means that this Bazech that has the Ktaris in it, it must not be a Kli Shares. It must be a Kli Chol. Itamer Kli Kodesh, because if it's a Kli Kodesh, Darvish HaKidesh B'Kli Nifteh, something that was sanctified in a Kli could be redeemed, even if there's nothing wrong with it. So it must be that a Kli Chol. The Gemara says, actually, it's a Machlokes Tanoim, or Amaram, which we've had before, De Ispalgun, Pitma Bechulin, we had this Machlokes. Let's say somebody's at home and he wants to do the Kohanim, the favor. So he makes the Ktaris in a bowl at home. Is that okay? Pitma Bechulin, if somebody is Mefatim, that means putting all the ingredients together, in a Klichol. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Amar Psula. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Amar Kshera, Machlokes. So, and Rabbi Yosa, who says that it's, who said on the, what we just said earlier, that it must be a Kli Chol, must hold like Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says you're allowed to do it in a Kli Chol. My time with Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, my time, remember, in Yerushalmi always means, what's the source? Why would Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina say that if you make the Ktaris in a Kli Chol, it's pasel? Kodesh hi. We darshan. Shetehei havayasa ba Kodesh. Switch that word. Its creation has to be in a Kli Kodesh. My time with Rav Shimon Levi, why does Rav Shimon Levi say it does not have to be in a Kli Kodesh? Kodesh hi shetehei ba'a mitrumas halishka. Kodesh just means it has to be paid for by public funds from the Trumas Halishka. Doesn't mean that it has to be made in a Kli Kodesh. So really, whether the Ktaris has to be made in a Kli Kodesh is a machlokes. So if it has to be made in a Kli Kodesh, then you have a kasha. Then you have a kasha, then how could you redeem it? How can you redeem it? But we dealt with that already in the Shkalim, and maybe we'll talk about that again. Okay, we'll have to stop by Amar Rav Yosei. Bez Hashem, we will continue now in the fifth parak of Maseches Yuma.